Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. You know who this is. I don't even have to introduce myself. This is episode 9. And this episode is a life-changing moment for me. Now, you know from the previous episodes and from starting out that I am an artist. Played and sang. It's how I made my living before this. But God had me sitting on the sidelines. And I was okay with that. Still okay with that. But he had me sitting on the sidelines. And for good reason. And I've been playing bass. I love to play bass. But I've been playing some bass gigs. But I'm a guitar player by trade. Singer, songwriter, producer, all that stuff. But none of that stuff's been being used. Now, I just finished up the last episode. You know that the last thing I did was the country revival. The Church in the Country. With Michael Lee. We'll finish that Wednesday. It's our anniversary. Well, it's the week after our anniversary, actually. So we decided to go up and see our friends in Texas. Brad and Lee Allen. We hadn't seen them in a couple of years. They had moved. Still up around the Dallas, Texas area. So we went to see them. And the girls decided they were going to go do something. So that left me and Brad a free day. So Brad's like, well, what do you want to do? I said, I don't know, man. I'm open, you know. He said, let's do a guitar safari. I said, guitar safari? I said, yeah. I said, I've never done one of those. He said, it's been a long time since I've done one. Well, if you don't know what a guitar safari is, guitar safari is when you just go to every guitar store around, play on guitars, check them out. Check out the new ones. Check out the ones you want, ones you never played before. Well, I had been itching to try out a J200 and a Dove. Now, my pastor friend, Brother Charles Pierce, in Meridian, Mississippi, at the Revival Center, I've done told you about that in one of the episodes, he has a massive guitar collection. And I seen one Sunday, he'll play a different one every Sunday. He'll have one up there, a different one. Well, he had a J200, Gibson J200. Now, I've never really paid attention to any kind of Gibson acoustic guitars. I never even played acoustic guitars. You got to understand something. At this point in time, I haven't even played acoustic guitars. I've always been a lead player. So I've always had lead playing guitars, electrics, Telecasters, Stratocasters. And Les Paul Gibsons, I didn't play them. Like I played on them before, or the SG, but they're really heavy to me. So I never was really a big Gibson fan of electric guitars. I've never really played any acoustics. But like I said, I seen that beautiful J200 that my pastor friend had. Now my fascination with the Dove, my fascination came with the Dove because of the movie Pure Country with George Strait. I don't know how many times I've watched that movie, but I've watched it a lot. And it's sitting on the piano when he goes to his grandmother's house. It's sitting on top of the piano. And he says, oh, you kept my old Dove. I learned to play on that thing. So, well, he talks about it like it's a $100 Yamaha guitar. So that just piqued my curiosity about the Dove. And I'll do a whole podcast on the Dove. But this one's about the J200 right now. So we're going to do a guitar safari. And I say, okay, Brad, two things I want to do tomorrow. I want to play a J200 and I want to play a Dove. Because I've never played them. And I want to see what they're like. Oh, he said, we ought to be able to do that, man. He said, I'm sure we can do that. So I'm all excited because I've never got to do the whole guitar safari thing. Now keep in mind, I'm still playing bass. I haven't picked up the guitar other than to clown around with guys in here when they would come. I got the whole guitar collection on the wall, all these guitars. But I'd made up my mind on this trip that I'm going to sell every one of them. And I did. I took pictures of them and I posted them all because we were needing money in the station. And we weren't getting it through donations. And I couldn't see having all these guitars on the wall not being played and not getting rid of them to help with the finances in the station. So I told my wife, I said, when I get back, I'm going to take pictures of all these guitars and I'm going to post them on Facebook, on the marketplace, and I'm going to sell them. And the money I get from the guitars will help with the bills of the station. I said, God gave me those guitars. But just as he gave me those guitars, he can give them back to me. So I made up my mind to do that, and we went on. Drove to Fate, Texas. F-A-T-E. Fate, Texas. See my buddy Brad. So the first place we go is the Guitar Sanctuary in Dallas, Texas. Well, this place here, it's all high-end instruments. And you don't take an instrument off the wall like you do when you go to Guitar Center. You can take one, play it, whatever, whatever. No. They have to deem you necessary that you can handle a guitar, first of all. It's almost like on a referral basis. And they'll take it off the wall for you. And that's what happens. They'll take it off the wall for you and give it to you. Well, they knew Brad. And they knew Brad was an excellent guitar player. Now, keep in mind, the lowest end guitar in here is going to start around $2,000. And they had guitars in there up in the $15,000, $20,000 range. I mean, this place is unreal. Collector's guitars, you know, collector's items, vintage, just unbelievable. What they didn't have in there was a Dove. Now, they didn't have the traditional J200, but they had the Bob Dylan Player Series J200. And Brad says, look, there's a J200, man. I'm like, oh, yeah. And the guy comes in. Brad says, see that J200? The guy takes it off the wall, gives it to Brad. Man, Brad hits an E chord on that thing. Oh, my goodness. It sounded like the heavenly angels came down and started singing. That's how good it sounded. I'm like, oh my goodness. Of course, that room is designed to make a guitar sound that way. It's designed to make a guitar sound that way. It's made for that. It's got the humidifiers in it. It's acoustically made to sound that way. It's just like that. Now, the guy says, and we really need to get rid of this thing. We'll make you a deal. And it was like for half price. So, well, first of all, it was only a 2-year run, right? So these guitars were only made for like 2 years. And it's all custom made. I got all the paperwork. I'm the original owner. Got the original paperwork with it. And he comes in, and basically, it was half price, what he told us. Now, this thing was made, this is 2018, right? So this thing was made in 2015. So this thing's been sitting on the wall for 3 years as a demo. People have come by and played it. It's brand new. There's no scratches on it. It's been sitting there and nobody's has bought it. So I think he said like 45. I think he said 45 something. I can't remember. Oh, he said 45, or did he say 43? He might even said 43.50 or something out the door with the case. And me and Brad just looked at each other. Well, that's a good deal. But I'm like, man, I'm selling guitars right now. I got to be a good steward of this. I can't buy this. I got to be a good steward. The guy says, I'll give you a minute to think about it. And he walks out. So Brad said, here, man, play this thing. So I play this thing. And when I hit the chord, I'm like, oh my goodness. And it just sounds so good. And it's got the Anthem pickup in it, which is top of the line. And I'm playing on this thing, and I'm really digging it, man. I'm liking it. And I'm like, wow, that's really nice. And the guy comes back in, he says, okay, I talked to my boss and everything. And 30, I'll say 36.95 out the door. So now this thing's only going to go up in value. Now, why it's sitting there and nobody bought it, I do not know. But it's only a 2-year run on this thing. So, but it's been there in the shop. Nobody's bought it. And it went down in price. So it was like 30, oh yeah, 30, I think it was 36.95. I'd have to go get the, you know what? Hold on. I'm gonna get paperwork. I'm gonna go get the original paperwork because I want to make sure I got the right price on this. Okay, I gotta make a small correction here. It was made in 14. So that thing was made in 14 because 14 and 15 is when they did it, the run, 2-year run. So it's made in 14. So it was actually sitting up there for 4 years. But anyway, he came back. And he said 35.95 is what he gave it to for. 35.95. Oh man. And I'm like, poof. I said, well, that's a great price, man, but yeah, I can't get it, you know. Now right before that, I had paid off a credit card and combined it and had zero interest for I think 16 months or 13 months or something like that. I don't know. But I'm selling all these guitars to help. We just have the bills and the giving's not coming in. So I just want to stay ahead. I just want to be a good steward. And I'm always trying to be a good steward. I want to be frugal with what God has given us. But keep in mind, I don't know what God is doing at this point in time either. We walk around, look at some other instruments in there, and I'm looking, and we go to the next place. And I forget where it was, and checking out some other kind of guitars. And I don't see anything in this place that I want to check out. There's nothing there that is appealing to me. Of course, Brad is checking out something he wanted to check out. All of a sudden, my phone rings. It's my wife. She says, "Hey." I said, "Hey." She said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Nothing." Oh no, first she says, I said, hey, she said, what you doing? I said, oh, I was hanging out, you know, watching Brad do his thing on the guitar. She said, well, what's the matter? I said, nothing. She said, yeah, something's the matter. I said, no. She said, what's the matter? I said, nothing. She said, what is the matter with you? And my wife knows me. She knows. I said, well, I said, I think I might have found a guitar that would just kind of might give me my passion back for playing guitar again. She said, really? I said, yeah. The thing is, I said, it's an unbelievable deal too. I said, it's like less than half the price of what it would normally go for. And it's a collector's item. She said, really? Well, she said, well, how much is it? And I said, well, you know, I told her what the price was. She said, well, go get it. I'm like, nah. I don't, but she said the guitars always go up in value. I said, yeah, especially those. She said, well, go get it. I said, yeah, I don't know. She said, you need to play guitar again. Now, keep in mind, I just told you earlier that she had tweeted me on, not tweeted me, she had posted a video on Facebook when I played for Brent Harrison. I played guitar, and she said, I hadn't seen this guy play guitar like this in a long time, or something like that. But she had posted that because I hadn't been picking up guitar, playing anything, and I've never played acoustic guitar at all. But this thing, Oh my goodness, it was so nice. It sounded so good. So she said, baby, listen, she said, I didn't get you anything for our anniversary. I didn't get you anything for our birthday. She said, you've been working so hard trying to make sure that we get the medical bills paid and the ambulance and all that stuff, because she just broke her foot in Houston and all that. And even with her insurance, because she wasn't working at the station yet, she was still working her job. It was, you know, quite, it was like $7,000, even with all her insurance, it still cost us $7,000. She said, you need to get that. I said, well, she said, I think you really need to go get that. She said, if it makes you want to play and you think you feel that strongly about it, you need to go get it. I said, okay. So when I hung up the phone with her, I'm in the front of the store and Brad's in the back. And all I do is I said, hey, Brad. And he goes, really? And I said, yes. You see, when I say musicians or artists have their own language, that's what I mean. Because he knew. I didn't say, hey, I just said, hey, Brad. He said, really? Because he knew what that meant. He said, okay, man, I'm coming. He said, hey, before we go, though, he said, call Guitar Center and see how much that Dove is. Because we called Guitar Center and they said they had a Dove. So I called Guitar Center to see how much the Dove was. And he said, man, I'm glad you called back. He said, because it's not a Dove, it's a hummingbird. I'm sorry. He said, I thought it was a Dove, but it's a hummingbird that we have. Well, there's my answer, you see. It wasn't the hummingbird, because I didn't want a hummingbird. I wanted to play a Dove. I never played a Dove. So I wouldn't worry about the hummingbird. So we go back. As we're riding, I say, Brad, I said, you know, that guitar sounded so great, but I said, it's made to sound that way in a room that's made to sound. I said, those rooms are made to make those guitars sound that way. I said, I wonder what it would sound like in a dead room. I said, when we go back there, before we buy it, I said, let's check it out and see what it is in a dead room. And like one of those practice rooms where they give lessons at. He said, okay. So we asked the guy if we could just play it in a room where they give lessons at. And he said, yeah, sure. So we got the guitar out again, the J200, and we're playing it. And you can tell that it sounds really good. Now, it doesn't sound like what it sounded like in the room, but you can tell it's real quality. It sounds really good. Although it's not ringing like it was, because we're in a dead room, but you could tell. And after a little while, the guy comes by and he opens up the door. And as soon as he opens up the door, you can hear that guitar come to life. You can hear the sound change on it. You can hear it just get fuller and brighter. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. It's a no-brainer. You got to get it. And especially for the price that you're getting it for. I said, listen, I said, if I buy this thing, will you put a strap peg on the front here? I said, so I can have a place to, you know, hold it. So I don't like it on the neck. He said, sure, we'll do that. So they did. And that's how I got the J200. The payments were like $32 a month, I think. Yeah, $32 a month is what it was. With every instrument I've got so far, like I told God, these are instruments for the kingdom. And I'm going to use them for the kingdom. And that's what I've done. That guitar has only been played to further the kingdom. It's only been used to further the kingdom of God. Now there's another story that goes along with this J200 coming up. And I'll tell it in another episode. Because God taught me a lesson with this J200 guitar. But this was the start of getting my passion back for playing, which would lead back to writing, which would lead back to singing, which has led back to me putting out my first Christian album of Christian songs. And I can't tell you how excited I am about that. It's coming out soon. This was the start of God opening up, and I do believe it was through obedience of me listing all those instruments for sale. And I sold every one of them. Every one of those instruments I listed, I sold. And I only kept the ones that I play. I only kept the ones that I play I kept one bass, and I have three acoustics and one lead guitar that I kept. And that's what I play. All the rest I sold. And Brad had said something. He said, "You know what?" He said, "I believe God had that guitar waiting for you. Those 4 years that it's been sitting, that's why nobody's ever bought it." He said, "I believe God had that guitar waiting for you. It was made for you, and it's just been waiting for you for the right time." Said, "The fact that you've put every one of those instruments for sale, that's what God had waiting for you. That's what God had waiting for you." And I believe that. And it's a passion that came back because that's when I started playing again. And God started giving me more, a little bit more. So it was a great, great trip. The guitar sanctuary, guitar safari. God, I miss my friend Brad Allen. It's been a long time since I've seen him. I have to make another trip to see him again. But God did restore my passion that day in September. And that was the start to getting to where we are now, musically for me. And I'll talk more about that coming up. Because now God's putting that music back in me and letting me do it, as I'm realizing I'm not that same guy anymore. I can use that talent for him without being the jerk that went along with it when I was using it for Satan. I'm going to leave it right there for now. Hey, make sure and check us out. Share the podcast if you can. Tell some folks about it. Definitely check out HLE Radio. We're in the app stores on Roku. Check out Choice Social. That's coming together. I'll be letting you know more about that. Check out our website, hleradio.com. And I love and appreciate you. I really do. Remember, Duke 28-2. I'll see you next time.